As the fourth and final day of the RNC kicks off, we're getting a live update and a preview of closing night.
WPR State Capitol reporter Anya Van Wagtendonk is with us now with the latest from Milwaukee's Pfizer Forum. Anya, hi. Welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning.
Good morning. So talk about the tone, the energy in Pfizer Forum. What does it feel like?
Yeah, inside the forum where the actual convention is going on, people are just kind of continuously amped. It's been this really kind of crowded, buzzing, excited energy, especially, you know, as the night goes on, the more kind of high profile figures take the podium, and people are just really excited. People seem really fired up. I think, you know, urgency is a pretty good word for it, a sense that this Republican Party, really shaped by and around former President Donald Trump, has this huge moment to really assert its values in a huge way. And so people are really pretty fired up.
You use the word urgency there. And, you know, in speech after speech, you know, there's also the speech by former Governor Tommy Thompson, who made this impression that it was fiery, raising his voice. What was Thompson trying to convey so passionately and urgently to convention goers?
Yeah, that was one of the more fiery moments, I will say, that I have witnessed. There's this, you know, theme of fighting. People frequently will break out into chants of fight, fight, fight. And Governor Thompson did that as well. But I will say that that sense of impassioned, sort of fiery rhetoric, it's a little bit more subdued after, I think, what happened last weekend, where people are now a little bit more almost kind of joyful and excited. So there's this theme of, for example, making America wealthy and powerful, structured around certain, you know, policy ideas like emphasizing American manufacturing and cracking down on immigration, a lot of focus on social issues, gender and family structure. And so there's a real kind of emphasis on a major almost cultural shift as well. And people just seem honestly as though they think that they will win in November. There's a real sense of almost a foregone conclusion here. That's a lot of real excitement, as I mentioned.
And Anya, a one-of-a-kind potential shifting moment is when the Teamsters president, Sean O'Brien, takes the podium. And you've been reporting on the significance of a union member addressing the Republican Party. What was the core message of O'Brien's speech?
Yeah, that was a pretty historic moment on Monday night. O'Brien did not endorse Trump, but it was the first time that a Teamsters leader has ever spoken at the RNC. And he was essentially there to say that all politicians need to support unions if they say that they support working people. So he called for bipartisan support for union priorities. And, you know, for the last many decades, unions have typically endorsed Democrats. And the first Trump administration was criticized for things by unions for things like installing anti-union heads of certain agencies. But O'Brien said that Republicans have been less anti-union in recent years and that there's this, you know, opportunity for everyone to support workers and especially union workers.
And you talked with Peter Rickman, the president of the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Organization. And Rickman told you that hundreds of unionized service workers are staffing the RNC on any given day. And you asked Rickman about whether the speech by the Teamsters president means Republicans are stronger on union issues.
I didn't find it to be particularly illuminating. I found it to be pretty frustrating that our members and working people across the country in unions had to sit there and watch this guy, you know, basically muddy the water when it comes to the political choice in front of working people this November.
Does that reaction reflect what other Wisconsin union leaders are saying at this point?
Yeah, I spoke with local and state union leaders, and they were pretty universally frustrated with O'Brien's appearance for exactly what we just heard Rickman describe. They say essentially, you know, the Biden administration has given workers a lot. The Trump administration was anti-union, and that this will confuse voters about that fact because it looks like a Teamster endorsement of the Trump ticket.
And you reported on Ohio Senator J.D. Vance taking the vice presidential ticket as the former President Trump's running mate. How have Wisconsin's RNC delegates reacted to the formalized Republican ticket?
every single delegate that I spoke to is very excited. I think, you know, he's already a bit of a name because of his best-selling book, Hillbilly Elegy. He's young, he's a veteran, which really speaks to certain folks in the crowd. And a lot of people I spoke to also said they think he'll make a great president. Trump is running for one additional four-year term. And so his supporters seem to really be eyeing the possibility of that lineage and the prospect of kind of having those MAGA values and policies in place for much longer, potentially for 12 years.
Vance last night really leaning into his personal story, his family roots in the Midwestern state of Ohio. Do you think that impact of having this Midwestern vice presidential candidate will have an impact on, swing state voters here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think this race is really coming down to, from the strategists I speak to, et cetera, to Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in terms of kind of the big battlegrounds. And so when I spoke to Wisconsin GOP chair Brian Schimming, he told me he thinks that Vance can really specifically speak to those voters, and that's going to be really critical. And so Schimming told me, you know, Vance is welcome in Wisconsin anytime he wants, and he expects him to be coming through here quite a bit.
What else stands out to you among Wisconsin's 41 delegates? What are some of the things that they've talked about?
Yeah, again, I really want to emphasize this sense in the room, and this is perhaps a little bit of confirmation bias of when you get 50,000 of the most faithful party members into a space. But there really is this great excitement over the potential of November. It really seems as though they are expecting, you know, a bit of a rout. And then the other theme, and I touched on, you know, the events of this week, and of course, that's the assassination attempt on former President Trump, that has been such a huge theme, not in a sense of sort of anxiety or fear or heightened security even, but really almost in a motivating force. We're seeing people bandaging their ear sort of as either a fashion statement or a statement of solidarity with Trump. So that has really, I think, also been this hugely galvanizing moment, and perhaps also an opportunity for a tone shift. We are looking to see what that speech is going to be like tonight.
Well, Anya, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Anya Van Wagtendonk is WPR's State Capitol reporter.